Hello, subtextual listeners. What you're about to hear is a preview from our latest fan service bonus episode, available exclusively on Patreon. If you'd like to hear the rest of this episode and have access to dozens more, head over to patreon.com/subtextualpod. Happy listening!
Songbirds, the prequel, is about Coriolanus Snow, so Don Sutherland, President Snow.
Yes.
His first Hunger Games, and he plays like a mentor in the 10th annual Hunger Games. So he's like...
So he's already done it.
No, he's never done it. He's a Capitol member. Oh. And so he's like an assistant to the game makers for the 10th annual Hunger Games. So it's already happened 9 times. And so he's brought in to kind of make the Hunger Games more interesting because, like, nobody wants to see kids just kill themselves or, like, kill each other. And they're kind of killing each other with, like, rocks and sticks.
Yeah.
It's not like they haven't, like, gamified it.
Yeah.
They just put these kids in, like, a big room and they kill each other. And so he's brought in and he's like, why don't we just, like, give them food and, like, put cute clothes on them and, like, give them weapons and stuff like that. And they're like, whoa, can make this entertaining.
He's basically, like, what not to wear, Queer Eye. Being this shit.
Yeah, he's like stirring the pot for sure.
But like, why do we give a shit about him? We hate Cornelius Snow. Like
Coriolanus.
Coriolanus.
I'm sorry, but I have to correct you.
Coriolanus.
Coriolanus.
Yeah,
and there's a character named Sejanus. It's all anuses at the 10th annual
and
Hunger
anuses.
Games. But the only reason it's even mildly interesting because you see all the kids beat each other with like rocks and stones, is that you see why. And not, I'm trying not to spoil anything because I know some people haven't seen it, but you see why President Snow has such a hatred for Katniss. It's like you see all that stuff happening in the beginning.
How
you
could
just
he
have
possibly
to trust me.
Have a... All right.
You need to watch it.
Do you recommend this film?
No.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I only care about these movies when there's an actual interesting Hunger Games like at the center of them. So the Hunger Games, like I said, the two kids are reaped from every district and... It affords the winner fame and in some districts, like, relief from poverty because, like, District 1 and 2, they're rich already. But, like, Katniss's District 12 is, like, you win, you don't have to
work
a day.
You get a house.
Exactly. You get a house. And once the tributes are chosen, they're taken to the Capitol. They're, like, interviewed and their specialized training is given to them. And each year is different.
Oh, God, that sequence is so much fun, too, where you're, like, seeing what everyone's, like, training methods and skills are.
Yeah.
It's, like, the best montage ever.
It's all of this is supposed to be a commentary on, like, capitalism and, like, numbness to ritual and, like, mob mentality. And I'm sitting there, like, what dress are they going to put her in, you know?
Oh, this one has fire and feathers?
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joanna Mason. I love her.
Oh, Joanna Mason.
Don't get me started. That's my fucking bitch.
That's your entry point.
Yes.
Into the fan fiction of Hunger Games.
But they only put Joanna Mason with fucking PETA Malark.
How?
That scene Grumpy in the
Sunshine,
elevator. Grow up.
Oh, I see. Grow up. What? Katniss is in the elevator too.
Okay, fan fiction, like AO3 goes nuts for Haymitch and Effie Trinket, Grumpy Sunshine. So now that we get the foundation out of the way, we're starting with you, Elizabeth.
No, what?
I don't. Your brother's name is called in the reaping.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What do you do?
He would survive.
You wouldn't volunteer.
I would talk to him about it. I'd be like, look.
The infamous scene in Hunger Games where Katniss talks to Prim about it.
Do you want me to volunteer for you? And I'm not saying this because I don't love my brother. I'm saying this because my brother is resourceful, tall, smart. He literally knows how to survive. Like, he knows where water flows and how to, like, kill and skin animals. Like, what the fuck would I be doing out there? I would KMS. I have a question. What keeps all these tributes from KMSing?
I don't know. If it was me, if I was thinking, like, if I was dropped in there and I was like, should I KMS? I'd be like...
Fuck yeah.
I'd be like, is it easier for my family to see me KMS to get murdered? Or, like, if I just, like... I would rather eat those... poison berries.
I would just go find some poison berries.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to, like, you know.
Yeah, I guess
there's
it
no
is
guns.
Kind of hard to... What I would do is I would have an ally. I'd be like, kill me. Right away, kill me.
You have to kill me.
You have to kill me. Oh, let's not even talk about the cornucopia.
Okay. Honey pot, death trap, the cornucopia.
You would run towards it or not?
No.
What's your strategy? Because
that's what I was trying to. I started this entire thing.
I know you're trying to get my survival strategy.
Well, I'm starting
from
you. Baseline zero, reaping. Name get called. Not volunteering. Okay, so that option's out of the way. Your name gets called. Guess what? No one volunteers for you. I wonder why. Micah's like, your little brother zip lip.
I'm like waiting. I'm like, oh, is anyone gonna call my name? Anyone? I volunteer as tribute. No. Okay.
So you're like, woo, like, or you're like, boo.
For
obviously,
what?
Boo. You don't want to do the Hunger Games.
No. For what? I will die, Sam. I will die.
Okay.
I have no survival skills. I'm not fast. I'm not strong. I'm not particularly aware of my surroundings. I have no physical skills whatsoever.
What's that like? We could cut this, but what's that like clip from like Jane Eyre or Pride and Prejudice? Like, I'm 30. I'm unwed.
And I'm scared.
I have no prospects.
No prospects. And I'm scared. That's literally me.